Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindy Country, BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong. We've been yarning with deadly Indigenous musicians performing at the SXSW. That's South by Southwest Sydney Awesome Black Showcase. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Brother, Mr. Rhodes, Indigenous musician, and got him on the line. Mr. Rhodes, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, brother. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob. Where are you from, Mr. Rhodes?
Yeah, I'm Mr. Rhodes, Bundjalung, Yagleman, Northern New South Wales, just near the border of Queensland.
Okay, beautiful. Beautiful. Well, welcome to the program. So we're talking about you performing at the SXSW, Sydney Awesome Black Showcase. So tell us about your group and the work that you do there, please, brother.
Yeah, so I'm a hip-hop artist, primarily a rapper, songwriter, producer. Very excited to be performing for South By and with the mob at Awesome Black. You know, they do a lot of great stuff for mob around the country, so
good.
Very excited to see all the mob play as well.
So a trio, so explain the trio. What sort of work, what sort of genre do you perform?
So I do hip-hop. It's a mix of hip-hop and soul.
Okay.
I would say, you know, we've got DJ old school, turntablist, scratching up records.
Yep. Good.
Keyboardist, vocalist, you know, it's a big show, and I'm running around up front just yelling and doing what I do, dancing around, you know?
Creating the atmosphere, brother.
yeah, exactly.
How long, the trio, how long you been operating for, brother?
Doing Mr. Rhodes for about 6 years now,
okay.
7 years.
Beautiful. Was music always in the system, so to speak? Was it always in your veins?
Yeah, funny enough, I'm the only musical one in my family. All my mom. Some of the nephews are starting to follow in my footsteps.
Following Uncle Rhodes.
That's it.
That's deadly. Yeah. That's beautiful.
Hey, Uncle, where you going?
So have you performed at the SXSW before?
No, never.
Good.
Never done.
All right.
South by Southwest before. I've attended.
Yeah, sure.
As just a fan and got to run around. It's a hectic week.
Good.
It's going to be big.
Great.
We got three showcases that I'm very excited about. So.
Look, fantastic. And so is this a full-time gig for you, Mr. Rhodes?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, music. Right. I also run the First Nations music program here in Lismore.
So, all right, fantastic.
Recording mob, trying to hold on stories.
Yeah.
You know, starting writing new songs, modern songs in language as well, using Bundjalung. So.
Well, which is fantastic. So you're using music as the vehicle to keep our culture alive and tell us stories, so to speak.
Exactly. Exactly, and you know, it's in our blood, you know?
It is.
Music has been a form of storytelling for us for centuries.
Exactly.
So,
and your two other brothers on board with you, are they First Nation as well?
Nah, but they are the best.
Yep.
Two of the best white fathers I know.
Yeah, beautiful. It makes it
and
work as well.
No matter what.
We say white on the outside, black on the inside, brother.
Exactly.
Hey, good yarn with you, Mr. Rhodes. Fantastic. So SXSW, Sydney Awesome Black Showcase, happening this Thursday, 16 October. They're in Sydney. How can people get a hold of it? You got a Facebook page or you got a web page?
Yeah, I'm on all the things on the internet at Mr. Rhodes Music, MRRHODES Music.
Right. Fantastic. So, all right, well, good yarn with you.
Face.
Yep, lovely. Your beautiful face. Good yarn with you. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Break a leg, and we'll yarn soon, my brother.
Definitely, brother. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn, beautiful yarn. Mr. Rhodes, his name is, indigenous musician. He's a DJ and he's a rapper and he has a trio. Teddy Lewis King, musical alchemist. Mr. Rhodes makes a soulful, drenched future hip-hop with unparalleled energy and tenacity. And he's performing at the SXSW, the South by Southwest Sydney Awesome Black Showcase. And that's happening on Thursday, 16 October. So do check it out, your mob. Google it, SXSW, Sydney Awesome Black Showcase. Your daily program is National Talk Black. Yarn Up Strong here, the baldy one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM, Bummerbrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
Social revolution. what get on your mouth, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bummer Bit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, First Nation Australians have launched class action against work for the Dole scheme. A federal court class action has been launched against the Commonwealth over claims a remote work for the Dole program racially discriminated against Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Miranda Nagy, Maurice Blackburn Law's principal lawyer. And on the line, Miranda, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm very well, thanks.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. We always say fight the good fight, and look, there's a class action against the work for the Dole scheme. So enlighten us, please, where are we at with this? How does it look? And is there a light at the end of the tunnel, I would say?
Oh, look, we hope so. So the case is really about the differences between how work for the Dole operated for a primarily Indigenous community in about 60 rural and remote areas in Australia versus how Work for the Dole worked in cities in the period between 2015 and 2021. And there were really, really big differences, because if you were on what was called the CDP or the Community Development Program, which was, you know, between 80 to 86% First Nations people, you had to work typically 25 hours a week for 12 months of the year, and you had to turn up 5 days a week. And you did that in order to get your new start or your parenting payment. But if you were someone who was living in the city, obviously most of those people non-Indigenous, you only had to do 15 hours a week, and you only had to do it for 6 months a year, and you didn't have to do it until you'd been on unemployment benefits for either 6 months or 12 months. So
different rules, different areas, different rules.
Really, really different rules for different people in different areas.
And the word racial was mentioned. So racial, well, that's what it looks like. If there's a rule for white people and a rule for black people, that's discriminative, is it not?
Yeah, look, our case is that it was racial discrimination and it breached the Racial Discrimination Act. And, you know, that people really suffered because of this program, you know, operating in these ways which were much harsher for First Nations people in, you know, rural and remote parts of Australia. So the case covers, you know, First Nations people across all of Australia, apart from Victoria and Tasmania and the ACT, where this program didn't exist. But, you know, where you are in North Queensland, across the Top End, South Australia, large parts of New South Wales, most of WA, like, it really covers a lot of people all the way across Australia. And, you know, we're very concerned, I suppose, to you know, try to get people some acknowledgement from the government that this was wrong, and to try and get some compensation for the damage that was done.
Well, if you look at it, a First Nation person in community would be thinking, if they knew the rules or the engagement, so to speak, they're thinking, gee, I'm better off moving to the city to go for the same format. I don't have to turn up. I'll just turn up less to get the payment, so to speak.
Maybe they would have thought that, but I think most people didn't know there were different rules.
That's
and
right,
as we know,
exactly.
It's really, you can't just up and leave. It's, you know,
well, exactly.
People have got family ties, community ties, obligations, things that it's important for them to do in their communities. And, you know, we say that the CDP program was made things really difficult for people. If they needed to go to a doctor's appointment, it wasn't simple. If they had a cultural obligation, or they needed to attend business, it was really difficult for them to do that on this program. And if they didn't turn up, then people were fined 10% of their new start allowance. And, you know, if they didn't turn up a number of times, then sometimes they would be cut off payments altogether. We know that a lot of people, you know, were given these kind of financial penalties.
Yeah, and the sad thing is it's the same agency that delivers both in the city and remotely. Is that correct?
Look, what's interesting actually is that the Work for the Dole providers in the CDP regions were mostly Indigenous organisations.
Okay.
They were organisations that were really dependent, I think, on money from the Commonwealth to deliver services, and often they did other things than Work for the Dole. They ran art centres and supermarkets and all sorts of things.
Sure.
But they were paid in a different way. And so for part of this period from 2015, some of the money that they got was dependent upon them reporting people for not turning up for Work for the Dole, whereas the payments to the Work for the Dole providers in the cities, often really big organisations, they didn't depend upon whether, you know, they notified that people hadn't turned up.
It's the same vehicle, but paid differently. Different rules apply, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, thank you very much for sharing. It's all in process now, class action against Work for Dole scheme. How long are we looking regarding an outcome, and a positive outcome for that matter?
Yeah, look, it's a class action. They're really big cases. They take a while.
Okay.
This case is against the Commonwealth of Australia. It's come out of a Human Rights Commission complaint, so the Commonwealth knows a bit about this case already. you know, but I think realistically it's a number of years. And, yes. you know, in terms of the compensation, it's not a lottery ticket, I don't think, for anyone. It's looking to get some kind of reasonable recognition for penalties that people paid and for the fact that there was disruption and difficulty in their life because they needed to do these additional hours that other people didn't need to do. So very much hoping that we can obtain some compensation, as I say, probably not huge sums of money. It's not decades of stolen wages, for example, but also seeking an apology from the Commonwealth.
And the people who were on the scheme, are they the ones who are being compensated?
That is, yes. All the people, every First Nations person who was on the CDP Work for the Dole scheme between July 2015 and May 2021 is included in the case already.
Yes.
We know that the Commonwealth knows who all those people are because it had to pay them through the Centrelink system. So it's not a situation where people need to worry that they need to tell us who they are. There's information on the Maurice Blackburn website, some stories and videos and stuff about our clients in Maningrida who've started the case there. But people don't need to take any active step at the moment. They're already included in the
case. Love your work, Miranda. Thank you very much for sharing and fight the good fight. All the best to you and your team. And we will yarn soon, my dear. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Trevor. All the best.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
A beautiful yarn there. Miranda and Naji, her name is Maurice Blackburn Lawyers, Principal Lawyers, and the class action filed by Maurice Blackburn Lawyers focuses on the Community Development Program, CDP program, between 2015 and 2021. So it's sad, but different rules apply. If you're in the city and if you're non-Indigenous, easier access to the funds, so to speak, and regarding unemployment. But if you're out in the community, out in the sticks, no, you do more hours, show more and all that sort of stuff, you know. So it shouldn't be for the same agency with different rules between black and white. So that is a racist class action that's happening. And look, we're going to fight the good fight, keep it real. We are in the 21st century. It is equal rights, equal opportunity, is it not? Have you saying Yarn Up Strong to your daily program here, National Talk Black, Yarn with the Baldy One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program live here at the First Station radio station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National Radio Service. Too deadly, yarn up strong.
Freedom. the time, have spoken. Free the slave of your mind, get open. A manuscript for a future, here's to hoping. Let it breathe just a little bit. Hey, world, believe just a little bit. And if you can see in an etiquette of respect, birth to peace becomes relevant. But that concept alone is irrelevant. To ambition, such tests are heaven sent. That's why we grab mics and go ridiculous and scream represent till the whole world be feeling it. Yeah.
Songs of our time, teachers of our story.
Let it be written in the maze. The survival of a culture is a reason that we made it. Yeah.
Spirit.
Took the privilege, y'all took the wealth, took the lives of innocent boys and girls, still denying our experience, made it feel lesser. I work with these kids and they telling me they fed up. I'm working with these white folk who know enough for better. I'm working with the government, another pet nigga, new day seems nothing changed, we afraid. We glorifying mediocrity up to this day. Let's be real about it, and maybe then we can transform this country, heal the pain for my great-grandmama, for my nana, for my cousins, for my sisters and my mama, for our brothers up in lockup, for these white folk who sick and confused, and for these pleas who sick enough to treat us the way that they do, for these politicians who forgot about what it means to operate from a place of humanity. Look, forget the pride and self-righteousness. This is gonna take a whole lot more than your good intent. Come on, let's go.
If only you could see what this all means. Black life matters. If only you could see what you're doing to me.
Let's talk about it. Look, we sacrifice another black voice. Why? Just to prove another white point. Right. I will stand for the justice. I'll tell you what the problem. This is not a problem. This is catastrophic. Mama didn't raise me to become complacent. Now she showed me love in her heart that's so amazing. So I'ma push it forward. Praying for the fallen. Dreaming of the day we can look it in the face and that walk on by. For the lies that they preach us. The violence, silent agreements, the pride and deceit. My willingness to believe for the nightmare. That this down dear to my dream. And I'm dreaming, the better ways of a better day. And some change that ain't gonna take another couple hundred years, nothing. We push above where we are, it ain't hard. If we all get the courage to get up and get involved with a little bit of love, come on.
If only you could see what this all means. Black life matters.
Baby.
If only you could see what you're doing to me.
Let's talk about it.
Family.
Look.
Your black life matters.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
It's your boy MSP. Ecole. I asked that for worry. Worry belong island kissing. Ecole, take me go biking. Take me go biking. For my island, oh my, I got worry for you. Take me go biking. Take me go biking. For my island, oh my, I got worry for you. They were the sunny set and the sapuli fly. Where the Uraba whitetails wait to an island. I always go remember where I come from. Because I'm island man, I buy Ubadu man, and you cannot take that away from me. They say home is where your heart is. Oh yes, I believe it. And if I can feel it, yes, I can do it.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bunbury Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. All right, the program is, the show is, the performance, Get Your Geek On. How's that for a title? We're going to catch up yarn now with Monica Stevens, a Jute First Nations creative producer. She has with her bodyguard, Mo Saylor, who's an actor. A very good morning to you both. Hi.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
We'll start with you, Monica. Can you let the mob know who your mob were you from, please, sis?
Okay, Monica Stevens, and I'm Mobabram. and my ancestry is Yidinji Kuga Yalanji and Gugu Yimitha.
Yes.
And, I'm from far north Queensland here. I went away to dance at NASDA Dance College and was a founding member of Bangara Dance Theatre.
Yes.
So I've come back home and I'm spreading the news about theatre and performing arts.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. Mo Salah, who you mob were you from, Bala?
Maurice Saylor here from Thursday Island up in the Torres Strait.
Yes.
I got blood connection going out to Yam Island and Dunley.
What?
And grew up in a small suburb called Rose Hill.
Rose Hill. Yeah. Okay, Bala, we got connection there. All Pumley Blamire is all Dunley Island, Saylor Pit Mob. So we got connection there, my Bala. That means I can borrow money off you, Bala. Look, good to be yarning with you. Congratulations, Mo. Saylor, you're an actor. Monica, let's talk about Get Your Geek On. Tell us about this play, please.
It was written by Isaac Dandridge.
Yes.
And we toured it in 2021. So we're remounting it for 2025.
Mm.
And we're going to the local government areas here in Far North Queensland.
Good.
And so Jude Theatre Company has really put on a display, and we're working, like I mentioned before, with Launch Yep, which is about young entrepreneurs.
Yes.
You know, having a side business and doing what you can. So theatre people and innovation people coming together to put this play on the road.
Good. Look, fantastic. And taking the mountain to the people. And the message, Get Your Geek On. I mean, it's about chasing your goals, your dreams, what have you. And I read once, Monica, that empires are built after hours. So when you got your J-O-B and you're making the money to pay the bills, you build your empire on the side, so to speak, you know. So that's what I'm picking up here. And the fact you're going on the road on tour, where are you travelling to and how long is the tour for?
Mike, can you tell us where we're going?
Yeah, so we're going out to, going down to Tully, Georgetown, Forsyth, Herbenton, Yarraba. Here in Cairns, out in Edge Hill, Smithfield.
Good.
Up in Machin's Beach there, Yorkeys Knob, and then Gelatin, and then going up to Woodgill as well. And Daintree and Alexander Bay and Mossman.
Good. So when the tour starts and when does it finish?
The tour starts on this Friday.
This Friday, there you go.
In Gelatin.
Gelatin.
And then it goes all the way through to Friday the 21st of November. So
yep.
It's a 5.5 week tour.
Okay, beautiful. 5.5 week tour. And how many on stage for Get Your Geek On?
It's a two-hander, which means it's two cast members.
Okay.
And they tell a story about Jiro, who wants to be a science extraordinaire, and she's got a nemesis whose name is...
Kevin.
They have a competition in their hometown, and neither of them win, so it's... He talks about also being a good sport,
yes.
About taking the defeat very strongly.
So accepting your wins and your losses, which is the education of life, isn't it?
Yeah.
Look, fantastic.
So really talking about science and invention and how do first people get involved in innovation and ideas about different ways of being innovative.
Mm.
So you could be a science geek.
Yep.
You could be into technology with AI and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And economics, you might be a big mathematician as well. So
yeah.
If you want to do these things, it's up to you if you want to go down those paths.
Well, exactly. It's all about the journey, isn't it?
Careers.
Yeah, fantastic. It's all about the journey. Who else is on stage with Mo?
Macy Grace Johnson.
Macy Grace Johnson. Big shout out to Macy.
Yep.
So she shares the stage with you, and then the Get Your Geek On is delivered to the people, and messages galore within the play. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah,
yes,
Dudley.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you. Mo, a bit of background with yourself, Mo. How long have you been acting for, Bella?
Oh, I've been acting for probably two years ago. I mean,
okay.
I started my first debut here with Jude.
Oh, Jude, yes.
So I got this feeling that other player, Isaac, wrote. And I started from there. And, you know, because I came up with no experience, you know.
Sure.
Living up on TI.
Wow.
They didn't have drama class, just straight up music, you know, music classes. And so I just, you know, started to have that passion on the side. And then
good on you.
I bumped into Auntie Rita Price there.
Yes.
And she took me under the wing and
there you
me,
go. Yep. Well, you've been guided by good people, my brother. And Monica, thank you for you and the work that you do. Look, are you enjoying the journey, Monica?
I do, because I work with extraordinary people, like how Maurice said that he started from being a green thumb in acting and the performing arts, and he's gone on also, and he did Straight from the Straight, which is a big show,
Rizzy.
Oh,
that's
yes.
right, yes. You didn't mention that, Mo.
Oh, yes. Sorry,
chuck that in your resume, my brother. Who's going to advertise what you do and how deadly you are?
Exactly.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. Well, looking fantastic. So we'll be able to see it here in Cairns as well, won't we?
Yes, on the
good.
18th of this month here now.
Lovely.
On Saturday, I believe.
Yep, beautiful.
Yes, and there's two matinees, one at 11 and one at 3, and you can also do the workshops that are a part of that program. And so you can do a theatre workshop.
Yes.
And you can also do the innovative innovation workshop, which is follows the theatre workshop on Saturday, this 18th.
Now, have you got a web page or a Facebook page people can follow you on?
Yeah, www.jute.com.au.
Straight up, jute.com.au. Well, you big dots, good yarning with you. Fantastic. Congratulations. Beautiful yarn. Congratulations. Enjoy the journey. Get your geek on. There it is, eh?
Yes, that's right. And the program is called Encore for Innovation.
Encore for Innovation.
So when you get on the Jute site, there's tiles there that you can click onto.
Lovely. Well, fantastic. Keep a close eye on this. Thank you. Enjoy the journey. Break a leg, they say. Good yarning with you, Bala Mo, and thank you very much, my sister Monica.
Okay, thank you, Tim.
Big S, sir.
Big S, yawa.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. That's Monica Stevens, Jute First Nation creative producer and actor Mo Saylor, who's acting in the play Get Your Geek On. And it's a road show around far north Queensland here. Keep your eyes and ears open for it. Otherwise, go to the Jute webpage, J-U-T-E, and get the information. Find out where they're at. And also an opportunity for young and up-and-coming actors or producers or, designers, lighting, whatever, stage work, to see this show in action. And you may get inspired by an industry that's deep within you. There it is. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong, Yarn Up Here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up Strong with the Bully on Trevor Tim, 20 Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. National Talk Black.